right. So on this segment, I wanted to look at some 401k alternatives. You know, this is a big topic. And what prompted me to actually dig into this with you here, John, is an email that came in from Perry. So folks out there listening, if you have your own questions, you can write them into info@financialsafari.com. But the one from Perry here says this: my company matches my 401k contributions, but they do it in the form of a company stock. I'm not that excited about owning a lot of company stock, but I also don't want to miss out on any matching funds. Should I still try to put in as much as I can? What are your thoughts there, John? This is something that my grandfather actually did in his retirement.
Well, yes. So, for example, I mean, we had a client kind of a similar situation coming a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when they sat down with Johnny and he did the analysis for him and everything else, we're the same situation where a lot of the company matching was in their own, you know, stock positions.
Okay, yeah.
Well, we always tell take the free money.
I sure.
Anybody time you're getting free money in retirement, you got to take it.
That's right.
But the thing is, when they match it in the company stock, a lot of your plans, I mean, even within the 401ks, they still allow you to sell it. So you can get out of it and put it in another position. So take it and then do whatever you want to do with it. So I think that's one of the main things that Johnny was able to get across when he sat down with these clients a couple of weeks ago. You know, take the money. You know, I know it's not like what they want to do, but then again, it is their retirement plan, so they can change it once they have it in there. So take it and then just change it around and reallocate it. I think that's a good place to start there. So again, I mean, what I would advise this listener or these people to do is give us a call and sit down with Johnny, and he'll put a plan together for them based on their plan descriptions. I mean, obviously they got to get a copy of their summary plan description from their plans, and he'll walk them through all that stuff, which is, you know, it's a great place to start.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to dig a little bit deeper in here. You know, when the 401k got started, just going to help educate people just a little bit, it wasn't necessarily meant to be that pension replacement, that total retirement package, you know, but it's really taken over that way as an employee provided benefit. And it's really a poor substitution for what that pension was supposed to be. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah, because a lot of people don't realize pensions give a guaranteed income stream.
Yeah.
You know, which your, you know, your 401ks, your 403Bs out there, 457s, they do not.
Right.
And I think that's the big problem. I mean, the baby boomers today, they're probably going to be the last generation that's going to have regular pensions. I mean, years ago, about 60% of Americans had company pensions.
Okay.
Today that number is in the 20%.
Oh, wow. Average. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, think about it. We hear about it all the time on the news when somebody's turning on the TV. It's not companies that are going out of business anymore. It's countries.
That's
I mean,
true.
We see what's going on in Greece. I mean, look what happened in Detroit here in our own country a couple of years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. Detroit was just running through some issues with their pensions.
You know, we do a lot of stuff here in Illinois with the Fraternal Order of Police as far as their plans go. And one of the big things with these guys is are even state workers. We deal with a lot of teachers as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is the state of Illinois. I mean, we have the worst underfunded pensions in the country.
Oh, no.
You know, are they going to be around? And that's a big concern for a lot of our clients.
Yeah.
You know, they want to make sure that their stuff is going to be around. And that's, you know, one of the things they got to deal with years ago with the pensions, but 401k, stuff like that. Now you have a lot of other things that you got to bring into it. You have market volatility. You know, you have interest rate risk today. You know, so there's a lot of different things that go into it, and sitting down and putting a plan together is very, very important.
You had mentioned Detroit just a second ago, and if we're just thinking in terms of that, sometimes it may be more beneficial, and I know this is definitely dependent on the individual situation as well as where that is coming from, but it may be more beneficial for them to take that lump sum and move it into their own private pension plan. Even if it's not a pension, they can do that. Isn't that right? Just so they can get that regular check in the mail without having to worry about it.
Well, absolutely. We do that quite a bit. And
okay.
Again, it's an option that's available. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't.
Sure.
So again, that's why you need to sit down and take a look at the overall picture. And in fact, we've done a number of them this year where we did that. We took the lump sum. Because one of the nice things about doing the lump sum part is now you're also leaving that to your children.
That's right. Yes.
You know, where if you take the pension option, it's usually the spouse that you protect, and the other kids don't get anything.
Okay.
So it's just a matter, once the second spouse dies, there's no more pension. So it's just an opportunity to pass it on to your kids. So everybody's plan is different. That's why I think you need to sit down and start with the plan. Well, with that being said, Tom, I mean, there's a lot of different options people have with their pensions. I mean, we do pension max here as well. And that's where I like to take the opportunity for people, our listeners, come on in. Let's set an appointment.
Yeah.
Let's sit down and go through your plan options. Where we'll put an income plan in place together for you. We'll do the Social Security maximization report for you. We'll do a complete analysis, show you what your fees are, things like that. Do a complete overall, give you a second opinion on what you're doing. And then give everybody a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement, which is a big sector that we deal with right now for a lot of our clients.
That's right.
And then put your whole estate in place. You know, if they come in with a certain dollar amount, we provide a will, And then if they come over with a few extra dollars, we provide a complete living trust, so we protect their estates from probate. So, I mean, you got to put the whole plan together, and that's what we do here.
Absolutely. So you can get the whole package by going to John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services. That number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And remember, folks, as a part of John partnering with us here at the show, he's actually offering this initial consultation free of charge. So, folks, this is you know how this can be. Seriously, hundreds of dollars in value that you're able to receive free of charge just by connecting with John as a part of the show. Now, we do have limited spots, so go ahead and call in before those fill up. But again, that number, 800-477-1135. Now, I do have to take a short break. We got commercials running up on us here, but we will continue the conversation with John Kelly in just a few minutes. So stay tuned as there's more Financial Safari coming up.
Did you know that delaying taking your Social Security benefits can have a dramatic effect on your retirement portfolio? Find out how by asking the Financial Safari team on FinancialSafari.com. That's FinancialSafari.com.